Sometimes it feels like we're missing something in our lives, and sometimes we find what we're looking for when we least expect it. Kind of like what happens to Radioactive's Nate Martin.
I had no idea what to expect when I joined the Radioactive program. It really pushed me outside my comfort zone, but in a good way. I knew I'd get to do some creative writing, which is cool, but they said I'd have to interview people too, and that sounded terrible. But I had no idea how much I'd learn.
Before I get into that, though, you should know I go to a really small alternative high school called Southwest Interagency. Teachers there work with kids that are suspended, expelled, or just looking for a different environment, like me. Regular high school was not working for me.
Too many kids for somebody who's not a people person.
But I know working at my school is not an easy job. Sean Camp is new there. When he first started talking to me, he'd tell me about scholarship opportunities and ask me about my future, kind of like a lot of teachers do. But I could tell that this guy genuinely cared and wanted to help me out. One time, I guess he noticed my old worn-out boots that I'd been wearing, and he actually offered to give me some of his own boots. And since I knew I had to interview somebody, I decided to interview him.
Our first and last name, how do you spell it?
Sean Camp. S-H-A-W-N-K-A-N-D.
In the interview, I asked him about teaching experiences and why he became a teacher. But when we started talking more about his upbringing, he told me a story I was not expecting. Mr. Camp grew up with his mom, two older sisters, and one older brother. His dad wasn't around. Mr. Camp's mom struggled making good money and worked a lot, so he ended up with a lot of free time. He kind of got to do whatever he wanted. He wasn't a bad kid, but one time when he was 13, him and a couple of his friends broke into their school cafeteria and got caught with stolen ice cream. Youthful shenanigans, right? Well, that's a felony, and so Mr. Camp actually went to juvie for it. He was only there a couple days, but it really impacted him. When he got out, he knew he'd have to meet his probation officer.
And I thought that probation officer was going to yell at me like all these good teachers do, and he didn't. He just was like, yeah, I don't know. Don't break the law again and you won't go to jail again. Break the law, you go to jail. See you in a month. And I just knew, he didn't care. And that bothered me because I wanted to be a better person. And I just said, when I grow up, I want your job. I want to work with kids like me, but I want to care.
Eventually, that's what he did. He joined the Peace Corps and worked in a bunch of different programs. Now he's at my school. Eventually, I asked him about his dad, and Mr. Camp told me a crazy story.
So the first time I ever met my dad was in jail. It was in a penitentiary, actually.
Mr. Camp's dad went to prison for robbing a bank when he was still too young to remember him. He would visit his dad, but he never really got to know him personally until Mr. Camp was about 35, and he learned his dad was in the hospital dying.
You hear in the movies them unplugging life support to let someone die? Well, they did that to my dad. And I went down to see him, and I expected him to be dead, but I was going to go down and see my dad on his deathbed. And he actually woke up and was okay.
And he didn't only wake up, he was talking too.
He actually decided he wanted a family reunion.
Well, his dad saved up some money selling cigarettes in prison, so they threw together a little thing and got the whole family together. But Mr. Camp told me, at the family reunion, he got the impression that his dad was really lonely.
And so I made a decision after that to go down and visit him. He was living in Tacoma. And so I saw him the next month, before I saw him the third time, he died. And it's a weird story because it's like my father almost died. And when he lived another 4 months, I got to know him really for the first time in my life.
Mr. Camp learned that his dad also grew up without his father because he died in a logging accident. His closest brother died too. Mr. Camp didn't know any of this till he really got to connect with his dad over those last 4 months.
Like, that's a huge, huge blessing in life, to have your have peace with your father. He's an important person in your life, whether he's a good person or a bad person. He's always important. And I don't know your story with your father, but I think we look around, we know that that hurts people to not have your father in your life.
Since at this point the interview felt more like a conversation, I ended up telling him about how my dad cheated on my mom, so they split up when I was pretty young. And as I grew older, me and my dad just became more and more distant. And Mr. Camp's right, I don't think about it that often, but when I do, it does hurt.
I think your story and my story are not unique. It's not unique, but it's personal, and it's unique in that way.
After talking more, Mr. Camp even gave me some advice about my own situation.
I don't hear you asking for advice, but I'm going to give you a little bit of... it's okay to be the bigger person. And sometimes that feels unfair, but it's also fair that you get to be that person. No one's stopping you from being a better person, and I see you step into that from what I know of you, Nate, you know, and that's a cool thing.
I barely knew Mr. Camp, and his story helped me realize that I think it's easy to forget that nobody's born a bad person. Like Mr. Camp's dad, my dad made some unhelpful choices, and he's not really in my life right now, but that definitely has not ruined my life. And like Mr. Camp says, I can be the bigger person. I can take some initiative into trying to connect with my dad. Not everyone gets that opportunity. And I don't think I would have truly understood that without Mr. Camp's advice and his story. So thanks, Mr. Camp. From Radioactive, this has been Nate Martin. Thanks for listening.